In the early 2000s, the Chillicothe Hornets football program was on a roll, finishing second in the MEC four straight years with a variety of great athletes and the coaching of Phil Willard. They qualified for the state playoffs nine straight years. The only thing that was a thorn in their side were the Platte County Pirates. Since joining the MEC in 1998, Chillicothe had lost to Platte County 10 straight times, losing in the regular season, in the playoffs, in overtime, and blowouts, always a loss. On Wednesday, November 13th, the Chillicothe Hornets suited up for a sectional playoff game at Platte County. The Pirates had a 52-game winning streak and three straight state championships, and were gunning for a fourth. The game had a big-game atmosphere, including being televised on the Kansas City Cable Television Channel. Platte County started rough when their star running back was injured on the first play of the game. He returned to the game after a couple of plays on the bench. Platte County bounced back with a 50-yard touchdown pass. The Hornets went to the running game with touchdowns by Gerald Potter and Mike Marriott in the first quarter for a 14-7 Hornets lead. The injured Platte County player came out of the game late in the first quarter and never returned. The Hornets scored again in the second, Platte County in the fourth, but Chillicothe iced the win with a one-yard Daniel Meyer quarterback run with a minute 39 left to win the game 28-14. The win was so impressive, it was reportedly mentioned on ESPN SportsCenter since one of the nation's longest high school winning streaks came to an end. The teams would play four more times before Platte County left the conference, but Chillicothe would never again taste victory over Platte County. For KCHI Local Sports, I'm Randy Dean.